Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, if you're encouraged to go on with Jesus, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Well, my sister told me that I couldn't sit down unless I do a line of this. One of the old clocks is the song, and if they don't mind, they can come on up here and help me with this one. But just look over and tell somebody, your living is not in vain. Come on.
Mrs. Swiggy Carcero. But the one and only Karen Clark Shears. Amen.
Okay, wait a minute.
If I can help somebody as I have along the road, if I can cheer somebody with a word or so, if I can show somebody that he's traveling, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along the road, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as I pass along the road, if I can bring back the beauty to a world upright, if I can spread love's message as a map, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along the road, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can help somebody, then my living shall not be in vain. Everlasting to everlasting to thou, Almighty God. God, we thank you for the Father. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And God, I pray that you will look on two of your servants, Pastor Bernard and Chad Bratton. And God, I pray that you will cover the broadcast with your blood. And God, I pray now that you will teach through Pastor Bernard as you continue to teach others. And God, I also pray that you will continue to bless us in this broadcast and bless the broadcast as you go forward in your word. And God, now I pray that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. We serve the devil, notice, and devil, remove yourself now in the name of Jesus. God, we claim the victory, and you are covered by the blood. We are covered by the blood, also the broadcasters. And God, I pray that you will continue to touch our listeners. God, continue to bless them as they get the word, and that they can spread the message so that someone may come and say, what must I do to be saved? And God, we thank you for 8 long years that time of that Auntie Barbara has lived. And God, we thank you. Let us continue to have memories. God, I pray that whatever you get ready to do, have your way on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Truly, we give God glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. I'm so excited to be back on the line, to be back with our many listeners. Amen. Here on blogtalkradio.com. We've been absent for a little over 7 months. Our last broadcast was in October, and we have been certainly blessed to be back on the air live with you all today. We have experienced many things in our absence, but one thing has been constant. One thing have always been consistent is our dependency on God Almighty. Yes, there's been some changes, some drastic changes, Yes, there's been some sorrows and there have been some pain. Hallelujah. But as I stated earlier, one person that we can always depend on that never changes, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we give him praise for what he has done in our lives. We give him praise for the victory has already been won. Amen, amen. As I awakened early this morning, I was really planning on getting back online maybe early August. But as the Lord awakened me this morning, I heard the voice of the Lord admonishing me to get back on this radio broadcast. And as always, we always open with the theme for the week. This is the close of the week, so we're only going to be on here today. But next week, we'll resume our regular scheduled broadcast, which will be aired Tuesday through Thursday. But as the Lord began to minister to me on this morning, I said, Lord, what would you have us to discuss? And I heard a season of change. And in the midst of it, the Lord began to just comfort my heart because of the passing of my mother. And then I began to think what a beautiful time it would be to just relaunch this broadcast and to open up the lines and allow our family, friends, our neighbors, amen, to just come on if they're able to and give a word, amen, that they can share amongst one another on how our dear mother has impacted their lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many of you all know in April 2014, well, the Lord summoned me home before that time, but I arrived here in New Orleans on April the 3rd, 2014. Excited, with the zeal in my heart for kingdom work, excited to be in New Orleans, where in my heart of hearts, I was coming to claim souls for the Lord. Little did I know that that season would be a season of ministry for my mom. Glory to God. A season of ministry for a closer relationship. A season of ministry where I was able to commune with her and talk about some things that happened in her life that I weren't privy to. Also a time to learn more about my mother and her experiences. Glory to God. Lord, I bless you today, God. So I thank him for that opportunity. I thank him because when he put it on my heart to celebrate her 80th birthday, I didn't mind, and I didn't really care about the naysayers because I'm moved by God's Spirit. And when the Lord speaks, I'm a witness that you have to move. Many times people won't understand why you're moving because guess what? They weren't privy to the conversation that you had with the Lord. But the Lord put it in my spirit to celebrate my mother's 80th birthday. And we did that. Hallelujah. We did that. Thank you, Jesus. And I can remember sharing with her that I wanted to do something special for her And she was always one to not want much attention. The only time she commanded attention was when she was in her kitchen on a Sunday morning preparing meals, family and friends. That was the attention that she garnered. That was the attention that she relished in. But parties in the like, that wasn't her. Amen. So when I began to share with my mom what God had put on my heart to do, she said, "Adrian, leave me alone with all of that." And I said, "Okay." But then the Lord began to assure me, where I was able to assure her that Danielle would be home to celebrate that 80th birthday. And I said, "I won't be doing it. She would. She will be." And my mama said, "Yeah, okay, but I don't want nothing." Hallelujah. But how many of you all know, if God has already spoken it, if he's already ordained it, all you need to do is wait on the manifestation. And my sister Danielle, she's a witness. Amen. Those last 2 weeks in the hospital, that first week, maybe the first 2 or 3 days my mother was in the hospital, she began to talk to Danielle. And Danielle called me, and I called my sister Dawn. And as we were conversing, my mother began to talk, because she had already shared it with Danielle, but Danielle wanted her to share it with me. And, of course, I wanted to share it with Dawn, because she thought I was Dawn. Amen. And she called Dawn's name. And she began to say, glory to God, how she was thankful to Dawn and thankful for what she had did for her. And she began to say out of her own mouth how she enjoyed herself and to see all of her children. And then she said, I just want to thank you, and I want to let you know how happy I was for all of my children to be there. And she said, I want you to know I appreciate that. She said, I've never been this happy. Then she began to say that the food was delicious. That made me to know that she was transitioning. Because one thing about my mother, she's not a critic. Hallelujah. But she think her food is the best. And she'll tell you your food was pretty good. But rarely did you ever hear her say, your food was delicious. Oh, God, I hear you today. But she said that. And I was thankful that I was able to hear her, and also that God brought that back to her memory. Glory to God. See, tomorrow is not promised to us, people. It's not promised to us. We don't know where we're going to be the next minute, the next hour, the next day, the next month, the next year, even the next decade. We don't know. But God knows. Hallelujah. So I just bless him today, and I give him glory for all that he's doing. I give him glory for all that he has done. Yes, this is a season of change. Yes, some things have shifted in all of our lives. Hallelujah. But I thank God I know a Savior that never changed. Hallelujah. His love is consistent. His love is enduring. His love has no flaws. It has no blemishes. Hallelujah. And that's why we give him glory. That's why we give him honor, and that's why we praise him for who he is. My mother was a great woman. She was a great mother. She was a great grandmother. She was a great sister. She was a great aunt. She was a great neighbor. and she was a great friend to many. Glory to God. When I think about my mother, I think about the word servant that she was. May not be in the context that some say servant, but she was a servant because she served her family and she served them with joy. It wasn't grievous of my mother to get up 5 or 6 in the morning and start preparing a Sunday dinner. It wasn't grievous of her to leave a place of employment that she was there for 41 years, to leave and then come home and prepare a night meal for her children. It wasn't grievous of her. She did it with joy. Ah, servanthood. We all need a lesson in how to serve one another. Glory to God. So I just wanted to take this time as I relaunch this radio broadcast. I have a desire that's even greater than before. And it's greater than before because that cushion is no longer there. That pillar is no longer there. But I thank God for the pillar that I'm able to stand on. Ah, glory to God. I thank God for the foundation that was already, that was already established. I thank God for the rock, and that rock is Jesus. I thank him. I thank him because I can always look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Many times we quote these scriptures. Hallelujah, and it sounds real good. Hey, glory to God. But in your hour of affliction, in your hour of grief, in your hour of disappointment, in your hour of traumas, in your hour of tragedy, in your hour of death, God, hallelujah, where is the scripture? Glory to God. I thank him tonight, this afternoon, rather. I thank him. Amen, because I was able to minister to my mother. Ah, glory to God. I thank him because when they made the decision and they came and told my mother if she did not do dialysis within a matter of months, she would be gone. I thank him for the faith that she had because she had faith in a God that she knew. In a God that she trusted. Ah, glory to God. A God that she trusted. A God that she knew one day would set her daughter free. Glory to God. Ah, and he did just that. And he kept her alive where she can be an eyewitness. Oh, don't tell me what God won't do. Don't tell me what he won't do. God will preserve you and he'll keep you until his will is accomplished in your life. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. God didn't allow her to leave until she was able to look upon her baby's face. God, I bless you today. And he did that. Why? Because he's faithful. Why? Because he's true. Why? Because he's long-suffering. Why? Because his love faileth not. You don't know most. Thank you, Jesus. So I bless him today. I don't know what's happening. This is my first time back on Block Talk Radio. Glory to God. But I bless him. Not able to see some of the callers, but we're going to continue on. You see some? Okay. We're still going to continue on until we're able to see the callers. We don't have very long. I didn't want to have this thing long and drawn out. But when you have lived 80 years. Oh, God. We can't talk about your life in a matter of minutes. We can't talk about your life in a matter of seconds. 80 years. When I think about the lives my mother impacted, when I think about she was on one job half her lifetime, 41 years in one spot, 41 years in a community, 41 years bringing bread to people's doorstep, 41 years of being a loan shark. And when I say loan shark, people coming on a job to borrow money. People coming on a job and telling them, but me, I got a need. Ah, when I think about that, I can't sum it up in a matter of minutes. Glory to God. Because this woman, this giant of a woman, this woman was virtuous in every aspect. Why? Because the Bible talks about the virtuous woman. She protected and nurtured her children. She loved her family. She ministered to her neighbors. She never met a stranger. Ah, glory to God. That was the life that my mother lived. Ah, she was a soldier. She was a soldier. And she went out like a soldier. She didn't go out like a coward. She said, when my time comes, the good Lord is going to take me on. Ah, glory to God. Very independent. Was always looking to help someone else. She wasn't looking for help. She was looking to be a help. Ah, how many of us are looking to help? We cry for help. But when are we administering help? Glory to God. I bless him today. She was a small, petite woman, but she had some big shoes. She wore some big shoes. I don't believe Shaquille O'Neal's shoe size was as big as my mother because of the love, because of the sacrifices, because of the humility that she had. Yeah, she had humility. Because she would humble herself. Glory to God. She would pray when nobody was awake. Glory to God. I would hear praying. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yes, she did that. Glory to God. Cover our children. Cover our family. Glory to God. I don't think there was ever a time that anyone could come to my mom and she would not offer any assistance. Never a time. 21 years, twice a year, flying to Oakland, California, San Francisco, Sacramento, Los Angeles, and then getting on the road to go and see about her last child. I remember when my brother, Burns, was stricken and had been diagnosed with cancer. They had all just about given him up for dead. That's been 15, 16 years ago. He's still here. My mother traveled alone. I was living in Atlanta at the time. She traveled alone to San Francisco to go and see about her son. That's the kind of mother that I knew. That's the kind of mother that has been with us, some of us longer than others. Thank God for my sister Dawn, my oldest sister. She and my mother was like sisters. They were only like 14 years apart in age. So they pretty much grew up with one another. Hallelujah. I thank God. I said, God, begin to just reflect upon my mother's children. I said, Dawn and my sister Sherita, who many don't know, there were only two children that my mother never had to visit a jail cell for. Hallelujah. A prison visiting room. Hallelujah. The only two. So just imagine out of nine children and seven of them gave you problems. Hallelujah. Seven of them caused this kind of affliction and pain upon you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. She's been great. She was a good mother, good provider, good sister, good grandmother, good aunt, good cousin, good friend. Ooh, tears in my eyes, Lord. I didn't know it would be this difficult. But you told me to get on this line. And I'd rather obey you than obey man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to just pause for a minute and see who I can see on the line. And I'm going to I have Chaz here with me, and I'm going to let Chaz talk a little bit about his memory of his aunt and whatever else the Lord lay on his heart as I'm able to open up the switchboard. Chaz, God bless you.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Adrian Bernard. Amen. And today we're talking about our great mother, aunt, friend, neighbor, Barbara Mae Bernard. I remember one day we went to the store. So me and Barbara went in the store. So as we passed down the aisle, I'll take some off the shelf and put it in a basket. And she'll turn around, she'll say, "Where that came from?" I said, "I don't know." She'll say, "Hey, Adrian, come get them, bring them home." And then we'll go back to our house, and then I'll work on our nerves, like she say. And she'll call here, and she'll say, "Edwin, don't bring them back to my house." And then the next day I come up, and she'll say, "Didn't I tell you not to come back to my house?" So next day, she'll go to the hospital one day and come out the next day, and my mama will go up there. She'll say, "Didn't I tell y'all to stay at your house? Don't come up here no more." So the next week, she'll be in the hospital again. My mama will go up. She'll say, "Erica, why is you up here? Go home." So next week, she'll go back. She'll say, "Didn't I tell you not to come here? Stay at your house?" But that was the good memories we had. Then I remember me and Glenisha were sitting on the sofa one day, and we was laughing and giggling, and Pastor Bernard was too. So she said, "If you don't stop that giggle, I'm going to bust you in your head with this remote." So we just sitting up there, kept laughing. She'll say, "Glenisha, didn't I tell y'all to stop?" So Adrian will go to the front. She'll say, "Now wait," Adrian, and went. So, you know, next week, she'll call for Bentley. That was her boy, Bentley. We'll say, "Bentley, too bad." She said, "No, he not. That's my boy." But, you know, that was the good times we had with Barbara. And we'll never forget them memories with Sister Barbara Bernard. I remember we went to California one week, I think it was. We went on up there. She told me when we got back, she said, "You'll never come back up there with me again." She meant that, too. She'll go to California. I said, "Barbara, I'm coming." She said, "No, you're not. You're going to stay home with your mama." But that was, we had a good time. So I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Adrian Bernard.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, we always know, we already know when there's a people that is united and unified and has a vision. Of course, the enemy, which is Satan, the devil himself, he's always scoping us out, okay? And this has been one of those days where I'm not able to see the callers. I invited quite a few family and friends, but nevertheless, we're still here. The Lord had me here. The Lord had Chaz here, and hey, didn't work today, maybe it'll work next week because I won't be on tomorrow. God told me to come on today, and that's what I did. That's what I decided to do. I also just want to just thank all of our listeners and all of our callers that have been calling in for over 4 years. We would have been on the line 5 years had I continued to December. But we thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to take this time out to thank all of you that are on social media that extended condolences and prayers to my family. Didn't get a chance to personally thank many of you all, but I just want you to know my family love you and appreciate you. I thank God for my sister-in-law, Juanita Johnson Bernard. She don't care the name Bernard, but nevertheless, she is a Bernard. She's been with my brother since she was a young woman, been married, I think over 25 years or something of that nature. But anyway, I just want to take this time out to thank Juanita for just being there for my mother. She and my mother got along like really two sisters, a mother and daughter, and my mother loved her and she loved my mother. So I just wanted to take this time out to just tell her thank you. Of course, we could never pay anybody for what they do for one another, but I can always assure you that God has a record. And whatever you do for someone, your labor is not in vain. Amen. I also want to take the time out to thank God for my aunt, Angela Bernard. That's my mother's baby sister. And I tell you, she was right there with my mother from the time I came to this city. And my mother was diagnosed and started this dialysis and all other different ailments that was going on in her body. She was there for her. So I thank you for, well, that's what sisters are supposed to do. Okay? She didn't do nothing extraordinary. That's what we supposed to do. Thank God for my Uncle Winston. You know, he was one of my mother's thorns, but she loved Winston. She would fall out with us about Winston. Give him some food. She was going to make sure our brother had some food. She wasn't going to let nobody mistreat him. Thank God for my Uncle Winston and my Aunt Feeney. You know, she's 85 years old, and, you know, she's not at the top, but physically she's fine. Just need some prayer for her mental state. Amen. So we thank God for her. Also, I want to just take the time out and thank God for another dear friend of ours that are friends of ours, that are family friends. These people have been in our family all just about all my life. Amen. I thank God for Wanda and Cynthia McCray. Also, thank God for another special lady that wasn't with my mother like that, but she knew our family. But I tell you, in this past year or so after my sister come home, and she just has been a blessing to Danielle, and that's none other than Rosalie Williams. And we thank God for Rosalie. She would come there and sit sometime all day, especially when our friend, my brother Vernie, was in town. She would be there all day, and she really was a blessing in the transitioning of my sister Danielle coming home. So we thank God for you, Rosalie. Also want to thank another special family member, and that's none other than my cousin Pamela Bolton. Words would fail me if I could just express what she has been and meant to my mother. And I know she loved my mother. I know she took it real hard, you know, just there in the actual home-going service. And, you know, she, one thing about Pam, she was coming to see about my mother, rain, snow, sleet, whatever. She was coming to see about my mother. And her and my mother just got along like they were just two friends to one another. Even though my mother was older and my mother was an aunt, they talked with one another like they were girlfriends. Amen. So I thank God for Pam. I mean, she was right there for my mother from the beginning of the sickness all the way until the Lord called her home. So I really thank God for Pam. And also thank God for Shalita, Danielle's friend. You know, she was right there. And I tell you, you know, you get into it. Everybody has their own little personalities and what have you. And Shalita, she don't really mean no harm, but, you know, she do what she do. And we let her do what she do. And I just thank God for her because she was right there for my mom. You know what I mean? She would walk from her house to my mother's house. She would call me and ask me if I needed to come and sit with my mother or do anything. She would be right there. So, Shalita, I want you to know we thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. And just the many friends in the neighborhood, Miss Pat and Miss Pam and Ronnie and, oh, God, Mr. I can't even call his name right now. Mr. What's his name across the street? I can't call his name. But anyway, he would just come, and anything we asked him to do, he did just that. So my mother has been in that home. In September would be made 50 years in that one house, that little double house that sit on the corner of Laola and General Taylor. She's been there. So the whole hall of the neighborhood, they knew my mother, and that's why I wasn't amazed and nobody was amazed at the people that turned out to pay their last respects to my mother because she knew everybody. I think my mom probably knew more people, and more people knew her than me. That's the kind of person that she was, and that was the kind of life that she led. So we thank God for our neighbors and our friends, and I can't think of everybody, and that's why I just told people to call in and pay tribute to my mom. I can remember Bishop Lewis. I thank God for Bishop Lewis. You know, he loved my mom. I would tell him stories about my mother and her adventures at the casinos. I remember quite vividly after Katrina, Bishop Lewis would call me and check on me and ask about my mother. And I remember my mother, and she was with my brother Perry and Juanita at the convention center in Baton Rouge. And so we was wondering why she was staying down there so long. You know, they were down there for months. And I said, wonder why she's still down there so long, because that's not like her. And so I had an opportunity to go to Baton Rouge and see that convention center where they was. And lo and behold, I saw the riverboat. So I said, well, that's why she's staying down there so long. She was walking distance to the casino. And so when I shared that with Bishop Lewis, he just fell out laughing. I said, Bishop Lewis, she all right. She right there. She can walk to the casino. So I just thank God for my mother and all of the memories that we have of her. I thank God for my cousin Dodie in Atlanta. You know, she loved my mother. My mother be doing little things, and I would tell Dodie about it, and she would say, leave her alone, Andrew. Leave Miss Barbara alone. Leave Auntie Barbara alone. I said, my mother is a card. You just don't know her. But anyway, I just thank God for the memories that we have, and they'll always be in our memory bank about my mother. I have so many stories that I could share, and I could share a few more since I don't see anybody and I can't open up your lines, but I'm not going to prolong anything. I just want you all to know how grateful that we are for all the love that was outpoured to us. It was just amazing, amazing. And my mother is like a no-fuss person. Also, I would be remiss to not mention her niece, Sissy Stephanie, and Minister Roy King, Roy and Stephanie King. That's my mother's niece, Sissy, and she would come down and see about my mother. And even when they found a mass on my mother's ovary, we were about to start seeing the cancer doctor. And Sissy, my mother's niece, she's a registered nurse. And so she know all of these things, all of the terminology and all the different things that you have to go through with the testing and the, this doctor and that doctor. And my mother wasn't really for all of that. But Sissy would come down, and when we made the appointment to go and visit the cancer doctor, she had agreed to come along. Amen. And also just the celebration, the birthday celebration. All of you all came in, over 100 people there. That just gave her so much joy and so much happiness. Amen. And we didn't know, little did we know, that 8 months later she would be gone. She would be gone. But people, if God impressed upon your heart to do something, do it. And you're going to always have folks that's negative. You're going to always have naysayers. But don't worry about them. Because if God say do it, guess what? It will be a success. It will be a success. So I thank God for that. I thank him for Minister Marie, the lover nephew of her, Brian, and his wife that came and catered that dinner. And I just thank God for my sisters and brothers. I know we all have different personalities and whatever. I love each and every one of them in their own respective way. I love each and every one of them. And I know I have a personality that's not like no other. And I know that I'm not ignorant of that fact. But I love my family. I've always been family oriented. I've always had a mind to do things to bring a smile to my family face and to others. That's my life. I'm a servant. I'm a sister in Christ Jesus. And whatever I can do to make a person's life a little happier, I'm willing to do that. Thank God for all of you all that have embraced my sister. For 23 years, I can't imagine being in prison for 23 years. I probably would have lost it after the fifth year. But I take my hats off to Danielle. She's not where all of us would like to see her, but she's striving. She's striving, and we don't know what she's had to endure for those 23 years. Nobody knows. My mother don't know. I don't know. She's probably shared more things with me than some, but none of us know. None of us know. So I thank God for all of you all that embraced her. Even this morning I was sharing with somebody about my mother's children. I said, all of them will clock out on you. I said, because, you know, my mama would clock out on you. And I said, and all of her children have some of her. And they will clock out on you, okay? They will clock out on you. Even me, you know I clock out too. But that's just some of the attributes that she had, and some of us have that also. So I thank God for each and every one of you all. I tell you, I've gotten more closer to my older sister, Dawn, and I thank Dawn because when I began this broadcast, just about 5 years ago, my sister would come on the line. She was working, doing a sitting job with an elderly lady, and Miss Meta just passed last year. And my sister would be at her job, and she would never fail to get on this line with me and support me. So, Dawn, I want you to know that I thank God for you, and I love you, Sharita. Love you, Burns. Love you, Harold, Perry, Andrew. Hallelujah. Danielle, I love all of you all. In spite of our differences, the love is there. I thank God for my niece and my nephew, Carl and Glenisha. Lord have mercy. Thank God for my grandchildren. Now I have great-grandchildren. Thank God for them. Ah, I just give God the glory. I thank him because he's been mighty good to me. I thank him for Dr. Winston Singleton, another cousin, Bishop Winston Singleton, Bishop Alfred, or I can go on and on and on. Other cousin, Bishop Jackie McLemore, thank God for you all. Thank God for one of my spiritual mothers, Prophetess Cheryl Prophetess and Pastor Cheryl Harrison and Bishop Eddie Harrison. Thank God for you. Thank God for Mother Blake, Pastor Samuel and Pastor R.C. Blake. Thank God for Bishop Shantae Sutton. Hallelujah. Pastor Carmel Lee. These are people that embraced me. Leaders that embraced me when I came to this city, and I have a special place in my heart for them. Pastor Carmel Lee Lawson, Pastor Gloria Smith, just love you all. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Bishop Jesse Grant, a man of God that I've been able to counsel with, never had an opportunity to meet him in person, but his spirit and I connected. And I thank God for Bishop Jesse Grant and all of you all. I thank God for Minister Billy Burns that was hosting this Saturday segment with us. We were restructuring some things, so hey, that's where we are with that. So I just bless the Lord. Thank him. Thank you, Tanya. Thank Tanya and all of those that have supported my sister and Tana, Tequila, all of you all that have just been there for Amir, Barack, Millie. Hallelujah. Thank God for you all. I really do. Thank God for Shemaine Fox. Thank God for my friend Robin, who embraced me. When I got to this city, I know many times I had to get away, didn't have anywhere to go. And Robin, Sister Robin Knox, would open up a home to me. And I would go and stay there 2, 3, 4, 5 days, however many days I needed to, just for a little breather. Amen. So I thank God for that. I thank God for my cousin Erica, Chaz's mother. She was right there. And one the time my mother went in the hospital, that Erica didn't come up there and sit with my mother. So I thank God for her. Thank God for Brother Chaz. Hallelujah. And some of you all, I may have not mentioned you in name, but just know that you're in my heart and everything that you've done on behalf of my family and I, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Thank God for you all. Thank God for you. Thank him for my grandchildren. Thank God for Nino. I thank God for him. God, hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. I thank God. He's just did a 360 turnaround. And I thank God for that. I thank God for him. Pray for my son. I'm asking for prayer for my son. I haven't seen him in 2.5, almost 2 years. By the time I see him again, it'll be 2.5. So I'm asking the saints of God, and I'm asking those of you that pray to say a special prayer for my son, Jamal, because I believe if God did it for Danielle, he can do it for my son. Danielle had 3 life sentences plus 20 years. My son had 1 life sentence, and God brought her home after 23 years. And I'm still trusting in that same God to do something miraculous in the life of my son. Thank God for my brother Verns. Thank God for Wilbur Daggs. My mother loved Wilbur. Hallelujah. And I also want to pay homage to another special person that was just like a father to me. And that's none other than Augusta Smith there in Terry, Mississippi. I tell you, he was the one that drove me and my 2 little small children to California in 1984. So he'll always be special to me. Amen. And he was a person that loved my mother, loved the children, hallelujah, and loved our family. So I thank God for him. Thank God for him. So with no further ado, since I can't see any of you all on the line, glory to God, you're going to have to compensate me for this error, for real. I'm going to try one more time to look. Oh, God. One more time to look at this Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. But I just thank God for you. No calls are in the studio. Thank you for letting us know. Okay. Well, a few of them have called me and said they couldn't get in. Hallelujah. So nevertheless, we thank God we've done what he have ordered us to do this day. Remember, the steps of a good man, and you can put woman in that, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. I'm going to leave you with this scripture also, and it's coming out of Ecclesiastes. Glory to God. And we'll see you on the line next week on Tuesday. No, Saturday. Minister Chaz is going to have some prayer on Saturday. We haven't worked that out yet, but we'll see. Amen. So I want to leave you all with this scripture. Glory to God. In Ecclesiastes. I'm pulling it up now. Glory to God. I pray that each and every one of you all will have a blessed week and a glorious weekend. We'll be back in touch again. Pray for me as I pray for you. And before I get off the line, I just want you all to know that some of the listeners, that we lost a very sweet, wonderful, beautiful, precious soul in April, a couple of weeks before my mother passed, and that was none other than Mother Charity, Mother Geneva Charity. She was a regular on this line, amen, out of Detroit, Michigan. I'll get some of you all the information, and maybe you can still send a condolence to her daughter, Deborah. Amen. Mother was faithful to this line. She was faithful to a line out of Detroit at 6 a.m. in the morning. If you didn't hear nobody else on the line, you would hear Mother Charity, a woman that loved God. I never met anyone that loved God the way Mother loved God. Never met an intercessor that was as serious as Mother. And her daughter shared with me that Mother was on that prayer line in Detroit up until 4 days before she passed. And she was getting on the line praying for other folks and never once requested prayer for herself. You would hear Mother on that line days a week praying for others, interceding for others. What a wonderful legacy. What a wonderful testament to leave in the earth. But we're going to close out with this scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we're going to read all the way, verse 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. God bless you. We're going to let Minister, Prophet, Psalmist, Motivator, all that and more, we're going to let Chaz close us out with the word of prayer. Chaz.
Amen. We thank God for that awesome word of God that Pastor Bernard gave. And we thank God for that, the memories that we had with Barbara May Bernard. And now we're going to close out with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Everlasting to everlasting, thou almighty God. God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory and your honor. For your word said a time to cry and a time to sow. And God, we also thank you for the word that went forward and the memories that we had. And God, I pray as we leave this broadcast that you will cover it with your blood. Continue to let it go forward and let thy will be done in your word, God, for you said in your word, you said, if I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. And God, you also said, whatever what I said, I shall do. I am not a man, shall I lie. And God, we thank you. And as we leave this broadcast, we say, devil, you are a liar, and you shall not return again. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and I say, amen.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. Your troubles won't last that long.
Thank you.
God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, he wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through, what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, he wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. Let him hear. Him last rain. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. From you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.